Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Patty crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. John Harrison's our guest, our good friend, longtime Breakfast member, AspireFA.com. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
AspireFA.com. Check out that website. You can find out more about what John what he does in his financial management work. Is an author of the outstanding book, Making Mammon Serve You, A Biblical Mastery for Money, A Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. Reverend John Harrison, CFP. He's got letters on both ends of his name. And the new book, Fighting Back, which is a novel, the great American novel, probably going to be a Pulitzer Prize winner after it comes out in January, December. So we're going to let you know about that then. John, there's a lot of things that are not in our control these days, but there's some things that are in our control, and you say that we can build some habits around those to do a better job of investing.
It's really true. When I talk to clients, a lot of the times they want to make the conversation gravitate around market returns and interest rates and things that we can't directly control. But one of the things we can have a much bigger influence on is how much money we actually make from what we do for a living. It's sometimes easier to make more money than it is to get greater returns on the money we've made. And so I like to talk to all my business owner clients about those habits that the successful people use to become very successful. Because especially in this day and age, we are surrounded by a media culture where you're always seeing infomercials about, you know, passive income and, make a fortune while you're sleeping and that kind of thing. And what I find is there's a number of things that the really successful do that have bear no resemblance to that at all. Five quick habits that people can do that will impact their bottom lines positively. And they're not really financial habits, but they're lifestyle habits. Number one is rise early. Poor Richard's almanac was right when, you know, Ben Franklin said early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and rise.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said it earlier, love not sleep lest you come to poverty. The average self-made wealthy person is an early riser, and I find the statistic to be a fascinating thing.
I believe that.
The next thing you can do is totally within your control is make time to read. Most self-made people are readers, both about the business they're in and about life in general. They make time to read. To me, since we're all busy and don't have a lot of spare time, that suggests they probably watch less television than the average person does.
Who you will be in 5 years will be directly impacted by the books you read and the people you meet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these things sound like, because you can't draw a direct line between them and financial return, they sound like, you know, I don't know how much of a difference this will make, but it really does. The people, if you want to become something other than you are now, put your nose in some books, put your nose in some newspapers, and read and find out what's going on in the world at large and in your business in particular. Here's one for younger people in particular. Cut the cord. The average American lives within 25 miles of their mother. if you're a young person, living at home is not saving money. It's missing opportunity. Figure out where the opportunities are and go there. This is a very mobile society, and one of the best things you can do for yourself is to make a plan, go somewhere on your own, and begin to execute it. I would say habit number four is forget the idea of 9-to-5. The average business owner hasn't seen 9-to-5 for I don't know how long. If you're not working or planning your work or thinking about work most of the time, you're not getting ahead. And
well, that's the truth. If you're thinking quitting time, then be sure to clock in tomorrow because you're not going to be a good small business owner.
Exactly.
And you're right about that. I mean, the people who have a job who are doing really well, most of them have found something else to do when they get off work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's too easy to fall into the, you know, look for quitting
time. It's about what are you doing with your time?
Yes.
Is it productive or is it wasteful?
Yes. And investing more wisely in the use of your time will, over time, give you more money to invest.
Choices. That's a big deal. All right. What's number
five?
The
last one that I would say is, as a business owner, put yourself in your customer's shoes. When you wrote a book, The Age of the Customer, and you know what's coming here, but what kind of an experience with your business would thrill your customer, and then make it your business to give them that experience? One of the changes that I'm implementing in my own life is we'll soon have a button up on my website where you can push and say, ask me anything, and I will promise you a reply within 24 hours.
Well, that's going to be a valuable button. I can't wait to I'm going to have that button on my phone. Hey, John, I need the website quickly, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
I got
to
go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.